ODA Managing Editor, and I'm here with Dr. Betsy Moeller, the 2018 Annual Session General Chairman, and we're going to talk about this year's meeting. So, Dr. Moeller, could you tell us what are you most excited about for the meeting this year?
I'm most excited about the fact that we have key opinion leaders from every aspect of dentistry that are going to be speaking at our meeting, whether it's operative dentistry, legal issues like malpractice prevention, standard of care, informed consent, just the whole range of everything that has to do with our daily practice lives. People will be able to take a class that will address issues that they're having in their office today.
That's awesome. And what are some of the major speakers that we'll be seeing this year?
Well, on Thursday, we're having a large team building event with Dr. Roger Levin of the Levin Institute. And he's going to try to work with practices on getting their communication down, getting their scripts down, just getting their sort of polished delivery of what they say and how they interact with patients to make sure everybody's on the same page. Then on Friday, our big speaker is Dr. Howard Ferran. He's going to be doing the one-day MBA, and he basically is going to talk about the business of dentistry, how to think about how to market yourself, how to make yourself more profitable, how to utilize staff in a better manner, and he's always very fun, upbeat, and entertaining.
And Dr. Ferran, I believe, is recording his podcast on site?
He's reporting a podcast on site on Thursday afternoon in the exhibit hall.
Okay.
So everybody can come and listen and probably get a chance to participate.
That's exciting.
Yeah, very, very.
And what about Saturday?
On Saturday, we have just really good courses. We have Dr. Gordon Christensen is going to do his update on dental practice here in the United States, talking about the trends in dentistry and some of the newer products like he normally does. And then we also have Dr. Mitchell Gardner, who is a dentist / dental consultant and expert witness.
Okay.
He is going to give classes on standard of care, informed consent, and then he does a total team lecture on how to prevent malpractice in the dental office for the entire dental team. We have Mel Hawkins doing difficult anesthesia. We have Jeff Bruscia doing operative dentistry, and we have QuickBooks, we've got EagleSoft, we've got Dentrex. We have something for every staff member, every person in your office.
And you mentioned dental teams. How can dental teams benefit coming to annual session together? I know you normally bring your entire team.
I normally bring my entire team. I think you cannot really work on your team dynamics and how things interact with people. You can't get that online. You've got to come to the meeting. And then if you have somebody like Roger or somebody like Howard that's sort of leading the discussion, and then you're with your teams in the evening and you can talk about what everybody has gleaned from the same presentation that you all saw together in real time, then you're more likely to really say, you know, hey, I thought he said this, and this is a problem we're having. And it's more easy to have, then you can really sit down and parse out what your problems are and start working on them.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be really helpful.
Yeah, really good. So I've done a lot of team building with Levin. I've done the informed consent with Mitchell, standard of care, and I've been out to Provo to see Gordon at his place to take a lot of courses out there. And I always get something out of everything.
And you feel like you get information that you can use in your practice right away when you go back?
Oh, yes, every time. I get something out of every meeting that I come to, whether it's clinical or it's business or it's networking or governmental or advocacy. It's just, I don't know how people stay informed without coming to the meeting.
Yeah. Now, you're a pediatric dental specialist.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've heard sometimes that this is a meeting for general dentists, but we know that that's not true. So what do you have to say for specialists who might be interested in attending?
Well, for pediatric dentistry specifically, I'm doing general dentistry. I'm just doing it on little people.
Mm-hmm.
So I need all of those technique material classes that a general dentist needs.
Okay.
And for pediatric dentists, it's very apropos. In fact, we have an all-day pediatric program with Dr. Jarrett Johnson on Friday. So the pediatric dentists will come. I think the periodontal people have plenty to come for and listen to, and even specialists have those same team issues, malpractice issues, the business issues that Howard Ferrand is going to address, there's no specialty that doesn't have that dynamic going on in their office. Mm-hmm. So while you may have a technical thing that maybe doesn't apply to you, I sometimes glaze over in the implant lectures, but there's so much else besides just certain technique education here at the ODA that people are really missing out if they think there's nothing here for them and their teams. I know when I go to the pediatric national meeting, there is nothing for the staff. Mm-hmm. There is no team building. There are no courses that my staff members can take in order to further their professional development. I only get that through the ODA and the ADA.
Okay. I've also heard about an exciting new thing we're trying this year, the Fireside Chats. Could you tell us more about that?
Well, we're having a way for the convention attendees to really get to know the speakers. We're having a fireside chat area down on the exhibit hall, and various speakers are going to come down and just lead informal conversations about a certain topic of interest. I know Dan Ward is doing one. I know Jarrett Johnson is doing one. Judy Bendit is going to do a hands-on silver diamine fluoride one for the fireside chat. So people can feel like, hey, I met that person. I know that person. I feel like it's not just that faraway figure, 400 people in front of me giving a lecture, that I had a chance to interact with that person myself.
That sounds like it would be very helpful.
It will be. It will be.
And what about the knowledge bar in the exhibit hall?
Well, the knowledge bar is, but like two areas are going to be emphasized in the knowledge bar this year. We're really excited about our digital impressioning. We're having a didactic speaker who's going to talk on digital impressioning and some of the available scanners. And then he's going to lead that class down into the exhibit hall where everybody's going to get to try a variety of scanners hands-on in the exhibit hall.
Okay.
And then we're also having one for digital marketing. We're also going to have all the companies such as Whiteboard and Doctors Internet there to help people really sit and compare the digital marketing possibilities that are on the exhibit hall floor.
Could you tell us about some of the special events at this year's annual session?
We're having a fantastic party to celebrate our president, Dr. Steve Moore, yes. The Callahan Dinner, which is on Friday night. We have an outstanding, super fun band coming called Soul Pocket. So if you like to dine and dance, the Friday night is where it's at the Callahan. Other special events, we have the Open Table for Women, which is going to be on Thursday night. So if you're coming up to the meeting by yourself and you don't really have any plans or friends that you know that are going to be there, you can sign up with the Open Table for Women and you just come, and I will be hosting a couple large groups up at a restaurant that's within walking distance of the convention center, so people can meet people and network and make the meeting more fun for women that have come by themselves.
Yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity to meet people from across the state.
Right, exactly. So that just makes it, we're trying to small it up a little bit so people feel like they're connected when they come.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thanks so much for talking to us about annual session. The meeting will be September 13th through 16th in Columbus this year, and registration is available online at oda.org/events, and you can also watch your mailbox for the full program.
Yeah, we're really excited. Come on up to Columbus this year.
The views expressed in Oddcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.